Welcome back, folks. Mooch Dog in the morning, hanging out with you guys right here on the channel. TTR Studios blowing up like crazy. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. The podcast numbers are huge, so that's fun. You can find that at, well, on iTunes. You can find it on Google Play. You can find it on Apple Music. You can find it at Spotify. You can really find it anywhere. So Looch Dog in the morning, L-U-C-D-O-double-G. Thank you to everybody watching the Social Media Lounge right now. Let's get into some more of the generational gaps. Mind that gap. Brax, you got any more words that you might be saying as a millennial? And some, I'm getting a lot of texts, Looch, you're a millennial too. No, I am not. Thank you very much. That is not true.
We are true. That is true.
Belly, can you look up what the age range for a millennial is? Because I don't think 34 lies within it. I think if you're born in 1983, you just missed the cut. And that's me.
It goes that early?
Dude, I'm not that old. Fuck off.
Anyone born between 1981 and 1996.
Dude, that's 13 years.
That's a lot.
What
I don't
the?
Agree
I
with that, dude.
I don't agree with it either.
Get another
I don't
website.
Agree with it. I don't agree
cross-check
with it.
Cross-check it.
No, I'm cross-checking. It says saying 81 to 96.
Oh,
it says
man.
Everywhere I see is 81 to 96. I don't agree.
I don't agree either.
I don't feel like I'm.
I think most kids. Like, I mean, there's definitely a big gaps in between. Like, especially kids born in like 90, like the mid 90s.
Yeah,
are not going to relate to someone that's born 83.
No, not at all. No. It's a total different. They don't even know what Hanson is. Right. Mbop.
And yes, here
they
I do. Am sitting with
you. Do you know
guys.
Who Mbop is? Or do you know the song Mbop?
Hell yeah, that's okay. Hanson's shit.
Are you kidding me?
Listen, this girl.
I don't know why you went straight to Hanson. Like, what the hell is that?
Hanson's
why did
great.
You go to Mbop?
Because, listen, this girl. Oh, not her. Nope, this one.
Marriott Restaurant puts
that girl, she doesn't know
different.
Who Mbop is.
This is different. Because
she's his age.
She listens to classical music on the radio. No offense to her.
No, she's listens, like NPR and like
she
violin
listens to
and
NPR
yeah.
and listens to classical music, the classical music radio station.
She's a sweetheart.
On the radio.
She's a sweetheart. God, she's got a good voice for this too. I love her voice for that ad.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's great. I do. It's amazing.
So give me another one, Brax. What do you got? You got any more words?
What if I say like we Gucci?
I punch you.
Ew.
Gucci.
What does that mean, Potts?
So
do you know?
Even bother.
I assume it means you're like flossing or something.
I don't even know what that know. Means.
Flossing.
It means like,
any other guesses?
You're looking
spending.
Fly.
You're spending money.
You're looking fly. Expensive fly.
Right.
We Gucci. It means we're balling.
Nah.
You good? It. Does it just mean
just,
you good?
Just means you good.
You good?
You good?
That's so stupid.
We Gucci.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, why don't I just make up like penne posse? Yo, you penne. I'm feeling penne. I feel penne, son. Like,
what's
it doesn't
the,
matter.
What's the spiral?
It's like people who make up weed names. It's like you just take a color and a thing. You know, it's like, oh yeah, dude. It's like orange shovel. Shit'll knock you on your ass.
They actually take the day you were born and the month you were born, and they put those two together, and then they create this whole little phrase for you. You know, you ever seen those where?
What is this?
You ever seen on those things on social medias where they have like, oh, just find your name. Well, let's find your elf name.
Oh God, yeah.
And you were born on this day and this month, so you're like Candy Cane Whistler.
The creativity from this show has been fantastic today.
Yeah, that was really good.
I came up with that on the spot.
Praise me, touchdown! Give me my touchdown.
No, that's not a touchdown.
What else you got, Brax? This is good.
What about bet?
Yeah, that's a bet. That's agreeing.
Is that Nova or is that?
Nah, that's normal. That's just normal.
Yeah, that's just a bet.
Nah, but people say, "All right, bet."
All right,
like if you're like, "All right, let's you want to go get a pizza tonight?" And they'd be like, "All right, bet."
What?
You've never heard that?
No.
Potts, you've heard that, right?
I've heard it, yeah.
It's like saying, yeah, you got to bet. Like, I'm down.
No.
Bet me. No, it's no. Just like bet. It's like more of an acknowledgement. Like, okay.
Yeah, the bet is on.
No. Yeah, okay.
No. It's never, but it's not referring to a bet.
No, there's not an actual bet. It's just like saying, yep, that's a bet. Like, yep, I got you. Yep, I'm in.
Yeah, it's just like, okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't get it.
It's weird.
I don't get it.
I know one from college. This is the best away message that I ever had. I got more responses because I was on Instant Messenger. Thank you very much. AOL Instant Messenger back in the day when you had to leave an away message. Remember coming home to an away message and just seeing a whole just
Did
people
responding?
Did you
ever put up an away message and not go anywhere?
I think we all did. Just kind of sit back and hope that everything rolls in.
Yeah.
No, I made the commentary because I went to school. We live in Northern Virginia.
I don't want to seem too available.
Yeah, I know, right? We went to school in East Carolina, so that's North Carolina, 4 hours south of Northern Virginia. Northern Virginia is technically in the South Virginia, but it's not the South.
No.
If you go 30 minutes south to like Fredericksburg,
you're going to hear carts being called buggies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like it's the country, right? But we live in this little pocket that's right outside of D.C. that's like just suburbia heaven. I mean, it's like the number one spot to live as far as like job opportunities and safety as far as like when the economy crashes. Like, it ain't crashing here. There's just a shit ton of everything. Where am I going with this, Belly? Help me out.
You were at ECU.
East Carolina.
That's why I'm here.
It's East Carolina. Still don't.
You had a situation about like something like bet, like some story.
Yeah,
like
I
you had a
thank
word.
You, thank you.
Had a word, yeah.
There was a lot of the way that black people would say hello to me. No, it's true. It's the first time I ever experienced it. I went down to school in South, and black people would say hello and goodbye as I. Like goodbye would be all right. And it really weirded me out. They'd be like, all right, man. And it's like, you know, like it just weirded me out. I'd never heard that before. Like you'd be like talking to somebody and be like, all right, am I going to see like, you know, you're going to be in class tomorrow? They'd be like, yeah, man. All right. Sounds good. And they'd be like, all right. And it was just
that's
like,
it.
All right, man.
That's fun.
And I was just
very
like
blunt.
It was just very blunt. And I was just like, oh, once it clicked with me that's bye. I get it now. You're not an asshole. Nobody's an asshole. They're just saying goodbye in a different way. I thought I just didn't.
Soda pop.
Yeah, pretty much. And I never, to clarify, I never thought anybody was being an asshole. It took me weird. I was like, why are you not? It's like when I went to LA and nobody looks at you in the eye. Eye contact is the plague out there. I'm going to tell you something.
No, that's New York.
Same thing.
LA, everyone's friendly.
Not true at all.
Not everyone.
Tell you one thing about LA.
Way more.
You
so
can't get a Wendy's without being shamed like publicly. I mean, it's almost like you got a fur coat.
There are Wendy's in LA?
Maybe. Is there one?
Yeah, there are. It's just so weird to me how place. There's a KFC like right outside of my development, and I'm like, who is going there? I mean, this is a you know kind of a bougier area, and I'm like, I don't know who is going there. It's
I went to like, Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles while I was out there, so
that's different though. That's like a landmark, yeah. But I mean, they always have a line. But yeah, God, I mean, that's the thing is Roscoe's fine. KFC, it's not even real chicken. Ew.
I just want the skin.
So, Brax, do you know what CC means in an email?
I know what like how it functions. I don't know what it stands for. It
means carbon copy.
God, I thought it was closed copy for a second there. I was back and forth between carbon and closed.
It's carbon copy.
So, hey, real quick, our boy Brax just like launched his own skateboards. And they're at Fairfax Surf Shop. Is that right, Braxton? I want to hear about it.
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up, Potts. We just launched our brand new summer collection, skateboards, grip tape, and hats. So
it's pretty like it's kind of a hot picture. It's like a girl's lips.
It is. Yeah. I like it a lot. Yeah. It's like a chick licking her lips. Right. And then the grip tape is like super like colorful and kind of pastel-y from
what?
The picture.
Go buy his grip tape.
No, I already told him. I told him to save me one. I want one of the grip tapes because I have two one wheels I got to tape up. So
yeah.
Oh, that could be perfect for. Oh yeah, that's awesome.
Oh shit,
it's a really cool.
That's why I want them because I need to put them on my. I need new grip tape for my wheels.
Bang.
Yeah, man.
There we go.
So that'd be cool. So what is the G spot? Like, why do you call it the G spot? Is that? At first, I was like, that's a dumb name.
Dude.
And I'm just being honest with you. No, I am. Because I was like, no one's going to take that seriously. And then you kind of explained it to me. I was like, that's not so bad.
Yeah. No, it's like a lot of people frowned upon it at the beginning because we didn't know what we were doing. And it was like an inside joke between me and my buddy. And then like a greater meaning got tied into it because like my business partner, his grandmother died from cervical cancer. So we like wanted to do something that was like, kind of had ties to that, and so we started a campaign to like raise money for like cervical cancer, and then you know like we just kind of were going through a little bit of a rebranding phase and found out that like skateboarding was our passion, so we just ran with that.
Because you were doing podcasting and stuff like with L-Talk for a while.
Yeah we're still doing L-Talks here and there, but
I mean,
they
just light a blunt and start talking. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, tune in to the G-Spot Brand channel. Just type in G-Spot Brand on YouTube, you'll be able to find them.
But I mean, L-Talks. Like can you pull up some of Flake like skating? Flake's sick, dude.
Yeah, I'm sure I could get some Instagram.
Take a second and pull that up. Just go to studio mode and Belly. Right. Belly there did some, dude. Potsy would have been so proud of Belly on the voice of One Wheel this past week on Tuesday. He did. Like, usually I have one production note for him, like, hey, play this video when we're ready for it. He had 13 notes of things to do.
And things to play.
Whoa.
Because we just had we have a lot going on in that show now. It's actually kind of neat. We started a Facebook group called Weekly One Wheel Challenges, where every week I'm putting a new challenge out there for the people to try and get outside their comfort zone. And, like, people across the country are starting to submit videos. An 8-year-old saw it and submitted a video because she wanted to try.
And she crushed it.
She crushed it. It's really cool.
She was my favorite video. Awesome.
But Belly's got to be the one back behind the stage, you know, showing all this and doing all the switching and stuff. So if you take it to desktop, you could probably, you're going to leave it on Belly. So since we're on Belly, let's have Belly take it away. Belly.
What's up?
What's going on with you in your life, sir? We've got Kermit the Frog has been made. We're not going to do him today.
Not yet. We got to finish him up. I got to do work on the body and stuff.
But it's awesome that, like, you have that creativity where you're able to make, well, like, dude, the puppet that he made looks exactly like.
I teach myself how to do a lot of stuff because I just watch YouTube videos to learn how to do something. When I didn't know how to sew when I first, I didn't really know how to sew when I first started working on the puppet project.
But well, did you do it with a sewing machine or a needle?
No, a needle and
Holy
thread, man.
Crap,
needle
dude.
And thread.
I learned how to tie a tie on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah, most people have, although my dad did teach me, and then I had to relearn on YouTube.
Oh, this is a good one. Go ahead and hold. Hold off for, I think we've got this. Brax has this up. We'll go ahead and play this for the people. This is, is this Flake?
No, this is our buddy Jeff. He used to be pro, and so he's making his comeback with us at the G-Spot. He's
Let's play his stuff. Board. I want to see what this looks like. He's about to send this? Oh,
yep.
God. Oh, dear God. I wish I could skateboard, man.
Yeah, so this was the announcement for our board release party. This was the venue we had it at.
I got to turn it down because we can't play that song. But,
no worries.
Just the dude who knows how to skateboard.
Yeah, he rips.
So what did you guys do at this release party?
So we were all just hanging out. We threw a best trick contest. We had, like, 15, 20 skaters out there just throwing down the fatty tricks, so it was tight. See everyone come out and support the brand, you know, and hang out.
Belly and Potts, did you guys ever skateboard?
Not well. Not well at all.
But yeah.
Yeah, hold on. Actually, I can't talk to Potts. Can you kill this video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it. He's on the same page. Potts, did you ever skateboard?
That's on the G-Spot brand.
I mean, I wasn't great. I was probably more of a poser, but I definitely did. I mean, a buddy of mine had a half pipe behind in his.
Oh, wow.
In his backyard. So I could skate that.
That's
so
cool.
I mean, I was all right, but
dude, I'd be down. I remember one time, like, when I got into it, I tried ollieing and I racked myself right in the nuts, and that was it. I was like, nope, I'm good. I'm gonna be rollerblading right next to you guys. I'll do rollerblades.
I'm a really good rollerblader, actually, because I used to do roller hockey.
Dude, you'd be great at that electric unicycle. It's basically it's like rollerblading. Yeah. It's just like rollerblading once you figure it out. And so, yeah, well, this has been really fun. Is there anything from the social media lounge to highlight before we get out of here? We got moves to make. Yeah, stuff to do, folks. Got a weekend to get into. I got some drinking to do.
Let's do some
tequila.
Oh,
we do have a few people rolling in.
Get some Kiki up in here. Social media lounge popping off. What are they saying?
Let's see some skateboarding. Switch tray flip. Nice.
Yeah, please head over to the Joe G-Spot Evans. Brand channel to check out more. We have a ton of skate content on there, so check it out.
And, someone, Chong Lee says, oh, and I picked up a rad mini because of your review.
Oh, Chong Lee, if you won't mind, if you could go to that review and write that in there as a comment, because the company looks at that. They've already been in touch with me and they're trying to see how many people are actually doing that. So Chong, if you could go over to that actual review and just leave that as a comment, dude, I bought a rad mini because of this. Thanks so much. That would be really helpful for us. So that's awesome. But actually just have fun, dude. It's going to be a blast. That rad mini bicycle is super fun. I'm going to get Potts on it once I get out there, and it's going to change his life running through the city. Can't Potts, wait. We got to go, dude.
All right. Well, I hope you all have a good weekend. I'm going to bartend later today at Academy. Have a good one. And you can kindly go fuck yourselves.
There he goes. Switching it up a little bit on us today. I like it. Keeping us on our toes. Brax, say goodbye to the people, man.
Peace out. Find your G-Spot.
There it is. Well, it's been a good show.
It's always a good show, baby.
I appreciate your help, man. Got anything for the ladies and gentlemen?
Guys, it's always been a pleasure having you today. But the what I really want you to do today is, if you've got any old-time phrases or new-time phrases that you think we don't understand, drop them in the comments down below in this video, and we'll definitely try and bring them up next show.
That would be funny. I would like to just rattle off whatever comes in on the comments at the beginning of next show.
You can even drop some kindly GFYs if you want.
That'd be fun.
As long as they're kindly.
Comments help our scores on YouTube. That would be super helpful. Thank you guys so much for your time, your effort, and your attention. We'll see you guys next week on Tuesday for The Voice of One Wheel at 11 a.m. For Brax, for Potts, for Belly, and everybody here at TTR Studios, this is Looch Dog in the Morning
at LITMRadio.com.